Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
You always have an annual event that's up in Avery County that's a lot of fun. What's it called? Healthy Halloween?
It is Healthy Halloween.
Now, wait a minute. Healthy Halloween? That's no fun.
Oh, but it is.
Tell us about it.
It's so good for you, it's scary.
Oh, I like that.
Healthy Halloween is an event where we have a good time, the kids have a good time. We invite providers in to let folks know what kind of resources are available in the area. And we ask them to provide healthy treats, healthy snacks, or goodies for kids so they can trick-or-treat.
Yeah. So by other agencies, it's you guys and who else?
Healthy Carolinians is instrumental in planning this. The Tow River Health District will be there. Lots of different service providers doing different things. Lots of different civic clubs and organizations will be there.
So it's an opportunity for folks to do something nice for the kids, but also the parents that bring the kids get good stuff too.
Absolutely. And if parents are not able to bring the kids, then we have bags. And so all that information will go home in those bags with the kids.
Now, is this like you do with Blockfest? Are you organized about bringing kids in?
We are, but it's not a separate public time and time for classrooms. So if you want to bring your child between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you're more than welcome to do that. You do not have to make an appointment, but we'll be there from 10 to 4.
So basically just 10 to 4, there will be some classes, groups of kids, or individuals as well. And again, what day is it?
It is Thursday, October the 25th.
Gosh, it's upon us, isn't it?
It really is.
Now, this is an exciting event, and I always thought that the Avery County Rock Gym was the perfect place to have something like this.
It really is. That's a cool building.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set tables up all through the gym, and kids trick-or-treat. We're going to have a teddy bear clinic, which is a tremendous amount of fun. So each child will go home with a stuffed animal, and we love that. Nursing students will help educate about Band-Aids and lots of different medical stuff. We will also be doing a blood mobile.
Ah, so you're going to be after their blood, too.
If you want to feel ghoulishly good about yourself, please call to make an appointment to donate blood.
Ghoulishly good. So the Red Cross will be there?
They will.
Same hours, 10 to 4?
Yes.
So a lot going on for parents and for kids and for everybody, because it's just, Halloween's just fun.
Halloween is just a tremendous amount of fun. And last year, a little boy came through and he had a bag with a stuffed animal. And I said, "Are you having a good time?" And he put his little bag down and he said, "It's like Christmas at Halloween."
It's like Christmas at Halloween. Little ones enjoy stuff like that. And it's geared for all little ones. You know?
It really is. It's geared ages birth through probably second or third grade.
Well, now, will there be information available speaking birth? I bet if they asked somebody nice, you'd tell them about the Imagination Library, wouldn't you?
We might have somebody there that could sign folks up for Imagination Library.
I can't imagine that you'd do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. And how many years y'all been doing this? This has been going on for a while.
It has been going on for a while. This is the 12th annual. So it's a tremendous amount of fun.
That sounds like it would be. Tell us where and when one more time.
Okay, it's on Thursday, October the 25th at the Avery County Rock Gym. We will be there from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
And as always, with everything involved with the partnership, you're doing this particular event in Avery County, but everybody's welcome. Even if you want to make the trip from Burnsville up to Newland for a big time, it'd be well worth it. But that's, you know, everybody's welcome.
Everybody is welcome, and we would love to see folks come up to the Avery Rock Gym that day.
I think you'd have a great time. So now tell me, Blockfest is coming up. Is that the Mitchell County Blockfest?
That is the Mitchell County Blockfest.
Now, we're going to talk again before then, but quickly remind me when and where on that.
This year, Blockfest will be at First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine, located at 970 Greenwood Road, and that will be Wednesday, November the 7th, Thursday, November the 8th, and Saturday, November the 10th will be the public days that we're doing Blockfest.
And it's structured like it was last year.
So it is.
This is the second, third time in Mitchell County? Second. That's just so exciting. It's so much fun. It's good for the kids, good for the parents, good for everybody.
Well,
I think you guys even play with blocks.
I can't imagine that, Bruce. Really? Maybe just a little bit.
But again, that's coming up on
November 7th, 8th, and 10th.
Okay, so we'll talk about that that week earlier to remind everybody. But I want to let everybody know that Blockfest in Mitchell County is on its way back as well. So much going on with the partnership as always. I know you guys just carry on and have a big time.
We do. It's busy, but it's a tremendous amount of fun.
Ruthie, thanks for stopping by and filling us in.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, Healthy Halloween is tomorrow, October the 25th. Take the kids out and have a great time. Thank you to Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.